Welcome back to Wings on Wings.
Son of a bitch.
I'm Doug.
I'm eating a wing already. You jumped the gun.
I'm Brett.
Not bad.
2 seconds.
Yeah.
I'm whatever. Tatum.
I'm Michelle.
I'm DJ. We just watched...
Shit.
Season 8, Episode 4, Single and Hating It. Hating It from October 9th of 1996.
October 96.
This IMDb says that this episode was 22 minutes.
Wrong.
No, it was definitely 122 minutes.
Yeah. What are we eating? Who has the sauce? Doug has the sauce. Doug, sauce it up. What are we eating?
Fly by Jing, Zhang sauce.
Listen, this
amazing.
I haven't tasted it yet, but it smells incredible, and it smells like P.F. Chang's lettuce wraps, the sauce that you get with those when you go there.
Fun fact, Shinfo, I've never been to a P.F. Chang's.
Okay.
I've been to a Peking Chef.
No, it's a little different.
Oh, is it?
But remember, I lived in Arizona for a minute, and P.F. Chang's is like a...
That's true.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's true. Do we even have a P.F. Chang's around here?
No. Not to my knowledge.
There's one
in a parking lot in Philly somewhere.
Right. It's like...
The Willow Grove Mall?
Maybe near... No. Is it near Valley Forge or... King of Prussia.
Yeah, King of Prussia.
That would make sense.
That's news to me. The only thing I knew of down that way was I know there's a Benihana.
Dude, I loved a Benihana. When I was a kid, the first time I went to a Benihana, I was 2. My mom has these pictures of me trying to eat my mushroom soup with chopsticks.
Oh,
that's adorable. I've also never been to a Benihana.
We had one in Key West. We used to go for my birthday every year.
You guys want to just go to Benihana right now?
Yeah.
Right?
Let's go.
Yeah, we can go drive down to Pensacon.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Park the car. Let's go.
Yeah.
Okay. So this
whatever happens with that is better than this episode.
If you can tell, this episode sucked shit.
Yeah. This episode was awful. Everybody was just being a dildo.
Scene.
That was pretty much it. Okay. So,
so you haven't been to a Benihana, but have you been to a singles mixer?
Ooh.
No.
Segway.
Cold open.
No, I have not. Doug?
Singles mixer.
Have I? I can't remember.
I don't know what a singles... What's a singles mixer, technically?
A place where singles go to meet each other and then feel disgusted and leave in shame.
Like the bar?
The bar, yeah.
I've been to the bar.
We call that going to the bar here in any
I was going to say, in Nipa, it's just Friday night at the bar.
Tuesday night at the bar.
Or, like, I feel like once upon a time there was a trend that was like speed dating. Would that be something that was kind of similar?
I would put it in the, I'd put it in the same category. Yeah,
I think so.
I've never been to that either, though.
Yeah, me neither.
Nope. And that's it. Good night, everybody.
Yeah.
I went to kinky speed dating once.
Ooh, tell me more.
Yeah, let's
let's go.
This is the rest of the episode, guys.
Yeah.
So, there's a single and mingle flyer put on everybody's car. Antonio's excited. Roy and Faye are all weirded out.
They're making fun of it.
Yeah. Casey and Brian are going to go. Joe and Helen, it's their anniversary, so they're going to go to dinner by themselves. They all end up at this joint. So Doug, kinky, speed dating.
It was at a kink event, and basically it was just like you spend, I think it was 2 minutes with each person, and you got up and moved to the next person. And basically the entire point of it was... You kind of sit down with them, talk, and be like, okay, what are your kinks? What are your what are your things as a top? What are your things as a bottom? What are your things as a switch? And if you kind of mash up, then it's like, okay, after this is over, we should sit down and talk more and see if we're interested in playing.
So that's what you lead. You lead with that first, and see, like, that's the initial compatibility.
And that's what I like about the kink scene. It's very, I don't want to say transactional, but it's very much like, here's where I'm at, here's what I'm about, here's what's my heart limits, here's
it's
this.
It's very forward, open communication,
which I really like, because I cannot read non-verbal cues.
And because the goal is a little different,
Why can't the rest of the world just be like that?
Right.
Thank you,
Because, like, on this, like, they, you know, the sort of, when they go through this single thing that they're at on the show, it's very much like they keep making references, like, the first dance of the rest of your life and all that. I would imagine that the one that you were at, that wasn't the goal.
No.
The goal wasn't to be there for a long time.
No. You're there to get play days. That's all you're doing. And if it goes any further than that, cool. That's just money.
Sure.
Or gravy or whatever you want to call it. Money.
But
gravy.
That does cut through a lot of the bullshit.
Cherry.
Country gravy? Is that what you mean?
Sausage gravy?
No.
Yeah, I mean, that's... That seems to be the more ideal way to do that, right?
Sure.
Coming from the one of two people at the table in a committed relationship.
With each other? Oh, yes. No. You are, too.
Oh, well.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, like, well, we're non-monogamous, so.
Right.
But we're still.
And that's how committed as well. Commitment.
It's committed.
But you are committed to each other. Yeah.
Yeah.
And I just ended a year-long open relationship.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. So, yeah.
Brett's sipping his coffee like he has something to tell us.
I have nothing to tell anyone.
No?
I'm single as fuck.
Was the stroller still at your house last night?
It was. I got home. Yeah, it was still there.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right.
I'm sorry, what?
Yeah, it's like, what's up there, buddy?
So when I left my house yesterday to come up here, spoiler, whatever, there was a stroller sitting like right at the bottom of my steps.
Did you check it for a baby?
I did. No baby. Because I was like, okay, is somebody trying to tell me something?
Is somebody trying to say that?
Because I was like, I'm pretty sure I'm still undefeated. and that guy got me there.
Yep.
But yeah, I got home. It was about like 1 o'clock in the morning, and the stroller was still there.
Mm-hmm. Still sans baby though.
No baby. Okay. No baby at all. Right.
Hey, did you look in the general area for a child?
Yeah, if it was it. Yeah, whatever. All right. No baby for me.
That baby can fend for himself.
Yeah, that's absolutely.
True. All right.
Hey, baby, what are you doing on the corner? Selling drugs, motherfucker.
I'm selling weed. I got kids.
Okay, so the flyers are on the things for this dating thing. Roy and Faye are just making fun of it.
Yes.
And like, oh my God, can you believe the pathetic freaks that would go to this? Enter Antonio. Oh my God, you guys, I got this exclusive invitation to this thing. Can you believe I finally arrived? People are inviting me to this exclusive party. Cut to the office. Joe and Helen present each other with anniversary flowers. Helen's to Joe are this gorgeous giant bouquet, and Joe's to Helen are a cup of daisies.
A little mug of daisies.
Right.
With Garfield.
Yeah.
And the show sort of from that point, Tate makes like the joke that like Joe didn't do good enough. Mm-hmm. But I thought the joke there was that Joe was the one that cared more about flowers. That Joe in the relationship was the one who would be more hurt not being doted on their anniversary.
Mm. Oh, I felt like the joke was that he got her a Garfield mug of daisies.
Mm.
Whatever joke they were trying to make.
It doesn't work no matter what it is. Yes,
right. Correct, whatever joke they were trying to make, yeah, right, both of work. Those things actually right. make sense to me. Sure. So
Joe is the more particular one. He is the more like sensitive one. You know, he's the one that sort of like is the one who's a little more like seemingly neurotic about the state of their relationship, where Helen is definitely like the tougher, at least positioned lately on the show, and also by driving her car into things. So that was how I took it. But
yeah.
I don't know.
Trying to fuck 17-year-olds.
Right. Right.
So since, listen, we've already prefaced this, listeners, that this is not a great episode.
Terrible episode.
So,
worst episode of the season. It's real bad.
We're just going to insert as much of our own lives into this as we can.
Right. Very little to talk about.
Yeah. Okay, so where do we stand on flowers? I can buy myself flowers as well.
Write my name in the sand.
Yeah. Talk to myself for hours. Okay, so but I had a partner for about 7 years, and I would tell him all the time, Valentine's Day, birthday, whatever, do not give me flowers. Mm-hmm. They will die. I love plants. I love to grow things. I love whatever. And it was a thing that every Monday that I was not out of town, I would like deep clean my house, go grocery shopping, and get fresh flowers to put on the table. That was something that was just a part of my routine that I was like, no, that's not like an additional or special or whatever thing. Don't send me flowers at the salon. Don't do any of those things. I don't want that. And he always did. And I was kind of resentful about it. And, you know.
Well, it shows you can't listen.
Well, right. Or respect, like, what I'm saying.
Right.
And I'm sure that a lot of people will be like, eh, she's a bitch and ungrateful. But I'm okay with that. No. So where are you guys at? Like, so, what do you guys do for each other anniversaries?
Let me first answer, yeah, sure. not in defense of this guy. But I will tell you that societally, as a guy, we are taught that when women say they don't want flowers,
that means
they want flowers.
Mm-hmm. Right.
So, like, that's obviously, it could have been disrespect and all of those things. I don't know, but obviously, the person.
Right.
There is a stigma in society that says, well, women just say that, but they actually do want it. And, like, if you don't buy them flowers, you know what's going to, you know.
Yeah, you know what else that they say women say that they don't want, but they actually do when they say no?
Yep.
Catcalling.
Yep.
Right. Yeah. Like, just list things.
Right. No. Right. Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. And again, I'm not defending. I'm just saying that it is something that men are taught via, like, not directly. Like, nobody sits you down and is like, "Hey, ignore what women say."
Yeah.
But media teaches guys that yeah, you know, that Valentine's Day you need to, even if they don't say. You know, you watch any sitcom in the last 30 years,
sure,
and every Valentine's Day episode is about that very problem.
Yeah, yeah.
Right? That's true. Like, it exists in, like, I'm sure Wings has done it at one point or another.
Probably.
They definitely did it on Martin.
You know, yeah, right. Like, and it is sort of that, like, you know, societal thing where it's like, well, you don't listen to women. So, yeah.
But by the way, dear listeners, time of recording, it is, in fact, International Women's Day.
Mm. That's right.
Shout out women.
Shout out. What's up, women?
I like flowers, too, but, like, women? For Valentine's Day or something, I would much rather get, like, first of all, DJ and I don't really exchange Valentine's Day gifts
because we don't like each other.
Stupid.
Oh, that too.
Hey.
No, and we've talked about this on the Valentine's episode as well.
Yeah. Right.
Well, and also, everything is going to be exponentially more expensive on Valentine's Day. Yes. So, like, no. That's just fucking dumb.
Occasionally bring home flowers for Michelle.
Right.
Right.
And that's never what I was going to say. Day. You bring them home just, like, randomly on a Tuesday.
Yes.
And also, you buy them at, like, the grocery store, like, the, you know, $12 little bunch of them, because that's, like, he knows that if he was to go and spend, like, $70 on a display of flowers that's going to die, I would be like,
that as well.
Fucking furious.
I don't think I know a woman that would prefer flowers over an edible arrangement.
No, I'd rather, like, or, like, a plant. Get, like, a house plant.
Right.
A house plant.
But I do.
Stock my wine bar.
I do like having flowers on the table. We have cats that are pains in the asses, so we can't always do that. But I do like, I like having flowers on the table. We do have a garden in the front that I like seeing in the summertime. But
we
also,
it's, like, we'll go outside.
But we don't make a special event out of
it. Cut our own flowers in the summer when we have them. So.
Yeah. But yeah, we're not a Valentine's Day kind of people, but I do like flowers, and I will pick them up occasionally if I see them. They're pretty.
And Helen and Joe still don't like each other, and they're going to fight over these flowers. It's going to come back later because they're not going to have communication like a normal couple.
Right.
It's going to come up passive-aggressively later on.
Right. Mm-hmm.
So, let's leave the office. Casey...
Brian.
Oh, Casey and Brian, right. They come in... What's happening there?
They were like, hey, we're going to order Chinese food tonight, completely disregarding that they were going to go out to dinner to some fancy hotel for dinner.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And they said, oh, we're going to order Chinese food tonight. How about we get blah, blah, blah for them, and they'll get the vegetarian delight. And it's like, we'll get some pork.
Yeah. What was that all about? Like, the women will get the vegetarian delight.
The Buddha delight.
And the men will get... Szechuan pork.
Yeah,
that was it. Szechuan pork.
That's a weird.
So you know, thing. You know what the thing that weirds me out the most though about Wings is when Wings references something else from pop culture that I do not think possibly existed at the same time, because Casey was like, "Haven't you pork? Haven't you seen Babe?"
Oh,
and I'm like, wait.
Wait,
these things existed together.
I had the
How
same.
Is that possible?
Yeah. I had the same moment. Did you look it up? Because
no.
I felt like you would have.
No, I didn't. I just trusted Wings.
Yeah.
That's your first mistake.
Yeah.
Never trust Wings.
Yeah. Never
first
trust
thing
Wings.
About Wings, never trust Wings.
You know, I think the guy, Who's the farmer in Babe?
James Cromwell.
I think he became vegetarian or vegan after Babe.
Really?
Yeah.
What's Babe?
A Pig in the City.
The Pig in the City.
A little pig movie. Pig. It's a little baby pig movie.
My little sister loved it. So I think it would be about DJ's timeline. For
it was like 94, 95. Yeah.
1998, Babe, A Pig in the City.
What?
Oh, no, that was the sequel.
Oh, that's the sequel. Yeah. Right. Oh. Okay, sorry.
So Babe, the original.
Oh, he wasn't originally in the city?
No.
Nope, he's in a farm. 95.
Okay.
It was real animals, and that's Babe right there. And he talks.
Oh, I hate it. No, I don't want to watch it. Does that pig die?
No.
Did somebody eat that pig?
No, because it gets to the city.
Well, that's the sequel.
Okay.
Yeah, there's a sequel.
He can't die.
He might be dead by now.
Zombie pig.
I read Charlotte's Web at a very young age, and after that, I don't want to see anything with animals in it.
No.
I think the dog gets hurt in Babe.
What?
Is that what happens?
No, I don't want to have
Babe actually then got sent to...
Ramu with the sheep and all that. I remember that.
Have you seen Babe?
Fuck.
Doug?
No, I just remember the trailers and everything.
Yeah.
I
haven't
seen it. Did you read Charlotte's Web?
A long, long time ago.
I did all those things. We still eat bacon.
And you still... But you still want to watch movies about, like, sad pigs?
It's not sad. That's a happy movie.
Yeah. I don't believe you. You said the dog gets hurt.
I think, but I don't remember. Maybe
I
not.
I just assume every movie with a pig in it is going to be Charlotte's Web.
Brett is just in disbelief over
Charlotte. Well, Charlotte's Web is also not sad. Are you quitting the podcast,
Brett? I'm disgusted.
Charlotte dies.
What are you spoiler disgusted about?
I've never seen Babe.
Yes. I like how we're on a podcast that's having two different conversations.
This is the worst podcast offended. In podcast history.
Some more bullshit happens on the show.
Charlotte's Web is
again.
Sad.
I'm gonna preface this. This episode sucked shit.
Yeah, this episode was
real bad.
You know, we thought they were gonna turn around for the final season. Babe.
Fuck it. Preface for the rest of the episode. It doesn't get better.
Okay, we'll just fess.
We get to the fucking the mixer thing.
Yeah. So James Cromwell, sorry, was a he's blowing you off. He was a vegetarian in 1974 after seeing a stockyard in Texas, and he became vegan after filming Babe. So there you go. He was arrested in 2017 at a protesting SeaWorld.
Wow.
Definitely thought that was going to go
good for him.
Mm-hmm. Like fucking a chicken or something.
Fuck right? SeaWorld.
Yep.
I agree. Let's all right, go. Sorry. Fuck SeaWorld. Yeah.
Well, Brett, what were you saying?
I watched Blackfish and I was
anyway, fuck SeaWorld to death. So.
He was saying what is happening in the episode.
Oh,
I don't remember now. But
we go to the mixer.
Doug, bring us back.
Catalina wine mixer.
And the fucking Catalina wine mixer. The fucking.
I hate that movie, and I made that reference.
Yeah,
it's that's like what the only funny joke in it.
Step Brothers.
Boats and Hoes.
I don't know. I feel. Like, did I watch something different? I have no idea what you guys are talking about. You're talking about Step Brothers and Babe.
And Talking Pigs and James Cromwell.
What the fuck is that? Who's James Cromwell?
In the city.
He's an actor.
Talking about the city.
Who is James Cromwell?
He's a
vegan. Show me a picture. Somebody show me a picture.
Dude, what's on his
sour effect from 30 minutes ago?
What's happening?
What else was he in
this episode?
Oh my god.
His name is James Cromwell.
Yeah.
I feel as though I've never seen this man.
What?
I don't know him.
He's been around for god 40 years.
Ever.
There he is with Babe even.
Yeah.
I don't know that pig.
Oh my god. No, hold your jokes.
Or the man.
Hold your jokes.
So perfect. I don't know that pig.
It was literally a pig.
Okay, so Casey talks Brian into going to this singles thing. Antonio is obviously going to go.
Yes.
It was very easy to call early on that everyone would somehow end up here.
Absolutely.
So Casey and Brian show up. Casey is wearing a hot as fuck red mini dress.
Yes.
She had
and red pumps
and red pumps and red lipstick.
What makes it a pump?
Pumps?
Yeah. Do they have the little basketball in the front?
Yeah.
Yep. Mm-hmm. That's definitely what that means.
Yep. Pumped up kicks.
You. Good job, DJ.
Yeah.
Thank you. Fashionista.
Mm-hmm.
You're beautiful.
You're doing great.
Thank you. Why are they called pumps?
pumps?
Yeah.
Stilettos. Pumps.
Is that what it is?
I know that song.
Tatum, I really appreciate you doubling down on my terrible sense of humor with the worst sense of humor.
Yeah, you're welcome. Somebody had to do it.
Hans and Franz reference is really what this show needed.
Fucking shit. Just can you turn that recorder off now?
Yes, for the three of you who are still listening.
Welcome to Sprockets.
She also had an incredible blowout that got a little frizzy from the rain because it was raining.
And DJ immediately called
DJ
her out on it.
Immediately noticed it.
It did.
I am not the one who called this out. DJ, ask questions about it.
Stop looking at me, Brett.
You're like, oh, I would never sleep with her. She's got frizzy hair.
No, Brett's looking at me because during the episode, I said I too once had an incredible blowout in the rain.
Yep.
I did hear that, yeah. Oh, I shook my head at you.
That was before my wife.
All right.
Wow.
What are we doing here?
No comment. Doug asked to shut off the episode. Honestly, I think it's the right call.
So, okay. So they go in. Antonio obviously shows up at some point. They walk in holding hands, which is a weird... But this is the thing, is that this episode was so weird. Yes, it was bad, but it was weird.
So fucking
and we're
bad.
Finally weird. To the part where it got... Where it felt like, did I eat mushrooms?
Yeah, it was weird, right?
I felt like I was just stuck in time.
Yeah, like, it's so weird.
Every time I look at my phone, it just said like 6:45.
Everything drug out so
it,
bad.
It did. So every uncomfortable encounter with the other singles who were really, they were cast to be way over exaggerated. Of like, you know, the quote unquote worst people that you would want to date, or like the undateables,
right,
or whatever.
It's the schlubs. It's the nerdy guys.
Like, the one guy seemed normal, then he had a tick.
Right.
Right. Yeah. Exactly. Like, and he was like a jazz musician, and then he had like
a jazz musician.
Yeah. Exactly. The like super tall woman.
Like, Gold is the tall undateable lady.
Who kept showing everybody pictures of his mom.
Yeah, the mom problem.
Okay, so one thing that I thought was funny about that moment was he is carrying around photos of him and his mom on vacation, whatever. And I was like, oh my God, this is every asshole like me who pulls out their phone and insists on showing people pictures of their children. Or whatever. Like, that's just like, hey, I'm just going to show you all of these pictures of everything. And that's like the older version of this. And I was like, wow, I never carried around pictures.
No.
But
on your phone, there is an excusable ease of access. To have a pocket full of photographs in the mid-90s is deranged.
It is.
So weird. Because they were like 4x6s too. Like, it wasn't like he just had a wallet, like wallet photos.
No.
They were 4x6s. Like,
no,
yeah.
He went to the 1 hour photo at Walgreens. Yes. He had it done, and he's,
So, I can't believe I'm about to ask this question. I really,
I regret it
already.
Let's go.
Okay.
Who was the woman who was running the the singles mingle party?
Single mingle?
Yeah.
Michelle?
Hillary Clinton in a skirt suit?
I'm so glad you asked.
I swear she's the mom in something.
Oh my God, Michelle asked.
Is she the mom in like...
Ladies and gentlemen, mark your calendar. It is March 8th, 2024, the year of our Lord.
And
Michelle
did it. Got
asked.
So her name is Stephanie Farrisee.
Okay.
And
she's got to be the mom on like Eight Is Enough or something.
Nope. I mean that's certainly possible.
She's definitely not on Just the 10 of Us.
Let me go all the way back, because when I tell you who it is, you're going to be like, oh,
that's how that song went. So I remember that version. Yep. I like that version.
Hold on, I'm going back. She's done a lot of stuff. A lot of stuff. Heaven Can Wait. She's done a lot of stuff. Laverne and Shirley. That's how far this lady goes back here.
Damn.
Okay, but was she the mom on?
Trapper John M.D. No, that's not it.
Trapper John M.D.
So she's a veteran television actress. But she, particularly, is John Candy's wife in The Great Outdoors.
Oh!
Yes! I knew she was the mom in something. She's the one that says...
Called it.
She says, shove it up your ass or whatever. Mm-hmm. She's that one.
Yes. She also plays Jenny in Hocus Pocus.
Oh.
She's on an episode of Silk Stockings, Touched by an Angel.
Oh, yes. Silk Stockings. She's the mom on Hocus Pocus that dresses like Madonna.
Yes.
She is, yes.
Okay.
Talk about Jeevers.
Which happened before
which happened this before
episode
this.
Of Wings, well, which is crazy. Then she's on an episode of Murphy Brown.
Son of the...
That checks.
Chicago Hope, The Pretender, Caroline in the City.
Also. Yeah.
Yeah. I don't know what any
she's the mom in Hocus Pocus, though. That's where
Will and Grace,
dressed like Madonna.
Two episodes of Frasier. She's in Sideways.
Oh, I don't remember her from Sideways.
Role is Stephanie's mother, so probably not a grand one. Stephanie. Grey's Anatomy, Ugly Betty, ER, How I Met Your Mother, okay. The New Adventures of Old Christine. You asked, you don't get to come down.
You asked.
Back to you.
Don't cut me off.
She plays Betty in the Temple Grandin movie. She's in Get Him to the Greek.
You love Temple Grandin.
I love Temple Grandin.
Two episodes of Desperate Housewives.
I was actually thinking about that earlier when we were talking about the animals.
Divorce, Mary and Martha. Dog with the blog.
Okay.
Now, you can't cut me off. You asked for this.
No, put it down.
Hashtag stop.
You asshole. I would like to know more about Dog with the Blog.
Deviant, six episodes of Devious Maids. Three episodes of How to Get Away with Murder.
That sounds pretty hot.
Wait. What?
Oh, Sneaky Pete was a great series on Hulu.
Yeah.
But most importantly, in this episode, she was wearing a white peplumed skirt suit.
Yeah.
That's a word I don't know.
She, we've used it before, and y'all made fun of me for it.
Yeah,
skirts out like this.
Hold on. Everybody, just one second, because Doug asked. Dog with the Blog.
Jesus Christ.
A family adopts a dog named Stan in the hope that its two feuding step-siblings will bond over the pet. It works when the siblings soon find out that the dog can talk and write.
Oh, the dog really does. Is this a movie?
How is this not the biggest television show ever?
2012 to 2015.
Dogs on Dogs, 2025.
Have you seen hot dogs watching Dog on a Blog? Oh my God.
I haven't had a hot dog since I was 3 years old. I'm going to have to.
Dog then. Fuck it. Okay. Let's get rowdy.
We'll get you a soy hot dog.
Yeah.
All right.
This fucking episode.
Give you a crashing halt there.
Yeah. Let's just wrap it up. Okay, so Brian is trying to hit on the bartender the whole time.
Yes.
She's like, I can't interact with you. She's the only hot one there. He is wildly desperate. Antonio is like taking on this fuck it attitude where every time somebody shoots him down, inevitably he's like, ugh, fuck it, and then moves on to the next one.
Did we say that nobody could leave because of the storm?
Yeah, that was later.
Now you just can't leave.
Right. And then Helen and Joe show up just to deliver Brian his wallet.
But they conceivably paid the $4 entry fee to get in because they got name tags.
Yeah, and they had to because she wouldn't even let them look through the door if they didn't pay, or whatever. Married.
No pay, no peek.
But the only really funny thing in this episode is when Roy shows up.
There we go.
Yeah.
Because Roy shows up at this thing.
And it's not the only funny thing.
Well, and everybody's like, oh, Roy's here. We have no chance.
That was hilarious. They all know
him, even though he was making fun of it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, this is...
And then he's making his rounds with everybody. And
there's no way Roy didn't sleep with the tall lady.
Talking to his boys. Yeah. Oh, yeah. He definitely slept with the tall lady.
Roy's laying pipe
they're
all
each other's standby, 100%, don't you think?
100%.
Ray be, or, yeah,
that would make
Ray.
Sense.
Yeah.
Roy be fucking
all over that.
I resent the implication that King somebody Nantucket. Is not an so eligible woman just because she's tall.
Porno King of Nantucket looks across the room and is like, oh, there's a new one. And I immediately screamed, oh my God, this is Faye in a wig.
Yes.
And he walked up and it was Faye in a wig.
Sure was.
Yes. Covered with pheromones.
Covered with sheep pheromones. And that was a running joke throughout the whole thing. Somebody was like, ugh, it smells like a dead farm animal. Yeah, I'm just going to keep doing voices like that.
I support it. It reminds me of Anchorman when they say the one clone smells like Bigfoot's dick. I love that part.
Okay, so then they find out. Oh, and there was the one joke that got that I thought was actually pretty funny. So yeah, Roy sees Helen and Joe there and says, "Take off your wedding rings. They'll kill you if they figure out that you're married."
Right.
And then they say something else about something. It's like, "Oh, you're swingles."
Swingles. You and I looked at each other and just like silent cackling.
Yeah, and then there was that whole thing. And he hands him a business card and say, "It's like go here, knock, and then tell them we would like to file jointly."
Yes.
Yeah.
Okay, which is now, I don't know, I don't remember this in previous seasons or whatever, but this is now like the second or third time that he reaches into his breast pocket in his suit jacket and pulls out something and a business card, hands it to the person and says, "Oh, here," and says like the funniest thing that's right. in I the like episode.
Mm-hmm. Yep, I like that.
Yeah. I'm liking this.
I know it's Roy a good moment. Running gag.
Yeah, it is. Running gag showing up in the eighth season.
Roy just way to go, Wings Riders. To save the episode in some way or another.
Yeah, so they're all stuck there. The power goes out. There's a big storm. The
power keeps going out.
So the power keeps going out.
Every time the power goes out, somebody says something really uncomfortable or yells something really uncomfortable.
Yes. Yep. But it's all these weird things to like yell out loud.
The guy who's showing the picture of his mom says when the lights go out at the end, he says, "When will my mom die?"
Mm-hmm. When will mother
this
die?
This is around the point where the episode felt like it was like 30 hours.
Calls her mother.
Yes. He called her mother.
Ladies.
Yeah.
That's us.
Would either of you date a man who called their parent mother?
Absolutely no. Not.
100% not.
Okay, question.
What about never mind, go ahead.
You were going to say, what if it was the guy who called his, an adult man who called his parents mommy and daddy?
Thank you, Doug.
No.
Mommy, daddy.
Regularly?
I think both things give off Norman Bates vibes.
Like, let's say he's like 6'6 and redheaded.
We'll explain off air. Let's not get too deep.
If there's some kind of mommy. Cultural thing, like if it's daddy. If he's from a different culture,
nope,
and culturally
nope,
it's appropriate, nope. Maybe.
Downtown
no.
Wilkes-Barre.
Yeah, South Wilkes-Barre in a different, I mean, it might be a different culture, but it ain't a different culture, you know what I mean?
No. It's probably a different culture to most of our listeners.
The way a person is with their parents is a... It could be a huge red flag.
Yeah.
You pay attention to that first.
Okay.
No, 100% Norman Bates vibes.
Yeah.
Okay. Mother or mommy.
Yeah.
Like, unless you are ironically saying something and in like a funny accent.
Yeah.
Or, you know, whatever. Do you know what I mean? But if you are regularly calling your parents mommy and daddy.
Serial killer vibes.
Serial killer. You're a serial killer.
Mm-hmm. I think the only time in my life I've ever called my mother was when I was like really pissed at her.
Yeah, right. I call my mother when I'm scolding, like pretending to scold her for something, like mother.
I don't call my mom at all.
Do you know what I call my mother?
You don't.
Yeah.
My mom stops by my salon every day. And when she walks in the door, like I'll say something, but like it'll be silly. I'll be with a client and I'll turn around and it'll be like, "Oh, hello, mommy." Yeah. Or, "Oh, hi, mother." Or whatever. "Welcome in today, ma." And it's never the same thing every single day. But I'm not like, "Mommy."
No. I'll say that.
Or
call
mother.
My mom mommy like as a joke, yeah. Like if I'm joking. I have to be joking.
Yeah.
Never serious.
I don't joke with my mom.
That's you don't.
That's not the relationship we have.
You shouldn't.
It wouldn't be appropriate.
Why? You guys are
inappropriate.
Mm-hmm. Great yep. relationship.
So they do like the switch off dance. Joe and Helen are trying to get to each other.
I think we're good.
We're good, right? In the end, Joe. Yeah. So they do seemingly murder a man who when they find out he's married.
They make him go outside in the store.
But they wouldn't let anybody leave. But when they find out he's married, they shuffle him outside.
Yeah.
So Joe and Helen have to lie. And then Helen wins the contest for a date with the guy who's handsome but has the tick.
Mm-hmm.
And she doesn't want to do that. So Joe pretends like they just met there. They just fell in love and they want to get married.
Yeah. And then he proposes.
Right. Yeah. Very weird. And then the credits roll, and we all let out a sigh of relief.
Mm-hmm. Oh, and Hillary Clinton offered Antonio his money back, which she has never done before, and an extra $20 to wait out the rest of the party in her office.
Which is insane, because, like, they really are playing how pathetic Antonio is, but, like, he's really not.
He's right? really not.
He's not a bad-looking dude.
And looking around that room as well, like, he's relatively attractive.
Yeah.
And
he's in the upper tier of attractive men in this room.
Oh, absolutely. He's like in the top three in that room.
I agree. Yeah.
And that's including Brian and Joe.
That's true.
Top four, because there was a man who and was in there.
Oh, good we looking. Pointed this out.
There were two very good looking people in there. Mm-hmm. And this is a terrible thing that I'm about to say out loud.
Say it.
They just happened to both be black, so I feel like they were just like, only just, single,
right?
Because Nantucket is racist.
There were two black men,
a black man, and a black
woman.
I was gonna say we have three people of color on this show.
I mean, that's why we noticed right away.
Well, there were only two on Nantucket.
There were two, which is a record.
Still, the only
they're
two today.
Single.
Yeah.
That black man was handsome, yeah. And you were like, wait, are we just going to ignore that there is actually a very viable, attractive option just because he is a person of color? And I was like, yeah, it's 1996, and here we are.
In Massachusetts.
Go ahead, Doug, go ahead.
It's 1996, we're on Nantucket. Probably most of the women would not want to be seen with him in public. But I'm sure quite a few of them were, like, trying to fuck him on the down low. Just like a lot of the white dudes were probably trying to fuck the black woman on the down low.
To paraphrase Dr. Manhattan, it's 1996 in Nantucket, and nobody wants to interact with the black man. It's 2024 in Nantucket, and no one wants to interact with the black man.
Yep, yeah. Absolutely.
Yeah, you have to choose.
Yeah.
Yep. Sorry, all you Bostonites, but go to that city and realize that they...
We know what you want.
They keep everything compartmentalized. Uh-huh.
And that was the end of the episode.
Yeah. Fuck.
Compartmentalized. DJ just rebranded segregation.
Don't let the GOP listen to this.
Right?
Jesus Christ.
Oh my God. We need to just move on.
Whoops. But also sign me up for your political campaigns.
All right.
Apparently, I'm very good at strategy.
Should we rate and review?
We should end this.
They're going to say we should die. You mean,
right now, I feel like maybe we should just pack up and move out of this house. I'm not sure.
Okay.
This is the worst episode of podcasting history.
Not true.
No,
we say that
true.
A lot.
Incorrect.
We need to get better.
Single and hating it. And also the name of the episode. Doug?
One.
Whoa.
Wow.
That is a low fucking rating.
The other two jokes gave it a little bit better than a 0.75.
Yeah.
Oof. 1.25. Oof. This was real bad.
You guys are only, you're riding the high too much. There's been way worse episodes. Tatum.
Yeah. Taking that into consideration, I'm going to go 1.75.
No, because they proved they can write a good episode. So that's why
this is just a
yeah.
Yeah, it's because the rest of the season is so good that this is the first letdown. It hurts a little bit
that's
more.
That's true. I was going to go with a 2, but now I'm feeling like, you're right, this was a letdown. Like, you have competent writers. We weren't sure. But now we know that 1.75.
I bet you the writers on this episode weren't the women who wrote the other episodes.
I'm hitting it with a 2. It all makes sense. There has been better episodes, but like this, in the history of the other prior seasons of this show, this is a very middle of the road Wings episode. They've done way fucking worse. So Doug, what's this sauce? What is this?
This is Flyby Jing's Zhang sauce, a sweet and savory hot sauce that you will find yourself putting on everything. Dumplings, grilled meats, soft cheeses, eggs, carbs.
How do you spell that?
The sauce? Yeah. Zhong sauce.
Go buy it.
Thank you.
Yes, they sell this at Wegmans.
It's in a little jar.
This is fucking delicious. I love it. I put it on lots of different stuff. It's very good in stir fries, but make sure you have a window open. Otherwise, you will fucking mace yourself a little bit. Especially if you add stuff to kick up the heat in this. I really like this stuff. I'm going with a 4.
I'm going to echo everything you just said. I think this is fucking delicious. I want to put this on everything, and I'm going to have to go grocery shopping tomorrow, and now I'm going to go to Wegmans to buy some.
Yeah.
I've never gone five. I don't think I go 4.75.
Woo!
I love it. I want this on everything. It's
This is so good. It's so well balanced. I would eat it on a million things. Mm-hmm. This is something that you should keep in your house just to like have when you need a little something. Good point. I'm not a condiment girly. I don't like ketchup. I don't like mayo. I don't like mustard. I don't like whatever. This is like my condiment, right? I'm going to say 4.5.
Let's fucking go.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm going to go with a 4.5 also. This is really good. I think, like Doug said, stir fries, it would be really good. I think this would be delicious with some noodles. I think it would be delicious with like a salad over some rice and put this on there. So good.
It's really good on asparagus.
I think that it's just, it's awesome.
A salad with edamame. So,
it is excellent. It's very thick. I feel like it would be, what?
I said, here we go. Yeah. Bring it down.
I feel like it would be, it would be better cut with something.
Or just cooked.
Like cooked, right. It needs to be loosened up a little bit. It's not like other wing sauces. It is very much so, like a hot sauce that you add to something. I think if you just took some ramen noodles and some broccoli and just cooked that, toss this in there, you have a perfect meal.
Absolutely.
It is wonderful. There is a little bit of earthiness that I think would go away from thinning it out and adding it to something. I still really, really like it. Wish it was a little spicier. Smell test. If when I smelled it, when I opened the jar, I was like, this is going to be a 5. How can this not be a 5? And it is fantastic, but I'm not willing to put it at the top tier, but it is very, very good. I'm hitting it with a 4.
Super. Still, this is like an all-time sauce.
It is really great. I mean, we went through almost this whole jar.
I'm absolutely going to buy some tomorrow.
It's
just,
it's not perfectly suited for wings. It is like a little bit different intended, so it doesn't get the top tier.
It would be, though.
But it works really good.
I think it works on wings, and if you were to take the wings and like toss them,
if you were to heat the sauce up and thin it out, it'd be a lot better, right?
And also, I want to point out too, this has been sitting on the shelf for a while.
That's true.
Yeah,
probably coming up on a year.
We did eat it today because it is past its best by date. So.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure. I think we got this wonderful. Like last spring.
I still think even with that, I think it might end up topping the list of sauces we've had. So
yeah.
It's an impressively so good sauce. It'd be the only thing I put in a stir fry for the rest of my life, and I'd live a very happy, fulfilled experience.
Desert Island sauce.
Do I have noodles on this desert island?
Yeah.
Then yes.
It's a noodle island.
The island is made of noodles?
It doesn't matter. You can catch fish. You can put it on that.
Yeah,
it doesn't. If it's like a one thing.
It's work.
Jesus.
But you're just going to start. Check us out at.
I asked if there was noodles.
Wings.
I want a noodle island.
A fish. I think I got to fetch the fishing pole. I got to clean the thing. I got to look in its eyes or like extinguish its.
Everything. Oh, look at those eyes.
Twitter, Instagram, and TikTok.
Lick-a-dose-ies.
And _ wings on wings. You could also find us on the soon-to-be-named network.
I don't cut you off.
Yes, you do. You're doing it right now. At STBN Network on Twitter, soon-to-be-named network.
I don't
think
that's true.
.com, soon-to-be-named network.tumblr.com, where you can find this and lots of other good podcasts, like At Odds with Wrestling, Long Box Heroes, Final Wrestling Place, and that's it.
Yeah, and I think actually, instead of listing any more of the podcasts, maybe we should list some of the lovely women-owned businesses that we love, like fucking Ruby Run.
Yeah.
Who is...
That's my business.
Yeah, that's Michelle. Thalo Beauty, that's my business.
Beautiful.
We've got Blue Mushroom Media, who handles all of your social media needs. And let me tell you, they are absolutely incredible. Cool Creative Marketing, Evergreen, we stopped by today.
Yes.
What else? Who were some of the other women that we interact businesses? With? Yeah, absolutely. That we interacted with today. They were absolutely incredible.
Are you sure women want to be associated with this episode?
Yep.
Yeah.
All right.
The keynote speaker was the woman who was the prosecutor in mm-hmm. Bill Cosby's case. And yep. She was absolutely remarkable.
She was remarkable.
So go Google her.
Yeah. Absolutely. So, yeah, there were no other wrestling podcasts affiliated with anything.
No wrestling mentioned at all today at lunch. So there you go.
Doug?
Wings on wings.
Don't trust wings.
You're listening to the soon-to-be-named network, the Lamborghini of Podcast Network.